So, good morning, everyone. Hare Krishna. That too. Welcome to those of you who have just arrived. So many devotees from Hrivatska. I will try to keep this class short. And the reason to do this is because some of you, many of you perhaps, have been fasting yesterday. And I can hear the sound of the fire of digestion. So I don't want to detain you. At the same time, it's very nice that we begin the day hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And our subject today will be, as yesterday, the glories of the holy name. So I've chosen this verse from Canto 3, Chapter 33, Activities of Kapila, verse number 6. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshata Manchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Hare Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. We have to be a little careful. There are mridangas in the air. And if we chant too intensely, they might come falling down. The demigods are raining mridangas. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam Namaskritya.
Naram Chaiva Narottamam.
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam.
Tato Jayamudiraye.
Nashta prayesha vabhadreshu
Nityam bhagavata sevaya
Bhagavati uttama shloke
Bhakti bhavati naishtiki.
So So let us read this verse together. Yannamadeya Shravananukirtanat. Yannamadeya Shravananukirtanat. Yat prafanat yat smaranat api kvachit. Yat prafanat yat smaranat api kvachit. Svado pisagya savanaya kalpate. Svado pisadya savanaya kalpate. Kuta punaste bhagavan nudarshana. Kuta punaste bhagavan nudarshana. Yannamadeya Shravananukirtana. Yat prahvanat yat smaranat api kvachit. Svado pisadya savanaya kalpate. Kuta punaste bhagavan nudarshanat. Okay, now that we've memorized the verse, what does it mean? Yat, of whom? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Namadeya, the name. Shravana, hearing. Anukirtanat, by chanting. Yat, to whom? prahvanat,
by offering obeisances.
Poshtavanya. Yat,
whom?
Smaranat,
by remembering.
Api,
even.
Kvachit,
at any time.
Shva-ada,
a dog eater.
This morning, earlier,
Devendra Gopal suggested that
in the West,
this can be translated as
a
hot dog eater.
All right. Api,
even.
Sadhya,
immediately.
Savanaya,
for performing Vedic sacrifices.
Kalpate,
becomes eligible.
You know this word, eligible?
Yes, qualified.
Kuta,
what to speak of.
Puna,
again.
Te,
you.
Bhagavan.
You're close.
O Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Nu,
then.
Darshanat,
by seeing face to face.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Translation.
To say nothing of the spiritual advancement of persons who see the Supreme Person face to face, even a person born in a family of hot dog eaters immediately becomes eligible to perform Vedic sacrifices if he once utters the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or chants about him, hears about his pastimes, offers him obeisances, or even remembers him.
Purport.
This is a somewhat long purport. Prabhupada
likes this verse. He wants to say a few things.
I thought also, before the purport, I think it's helpful to think about this verse in relation to the second verse of the Shikshastaka prayers. How does it go?
Nam nam akari bahuda ninja sarva shaktis tatarbita niyamita smarane nakala etadrishita kripa bhagavan mamapi durdaiva midrishami ajanina nuraga.
And what's the translation? It is in Slovenian. Anyone else? You're repeating. One person loudly. Yes, Prema Gopi. No. In Slovenian, the language, your mother tongue. Oh. Something like that. Where's Lalita Govinda? He knows. He's busy. He's okay. He's cooking for us. Anyone else? How about in Croatian? Translation in Croatian. I know, it's been fasting all day yesterday. Don't ask us to think or remember. Anyway, you know the verse. Nam nam akariva hoda nijasarva shakti. O Lord, your holy name is possessing all transcendental powers. And there are no hard and fast rules for chanting these holy names. Then, etadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamati. My Lord, you are so merciful that you have given us these holy names, but I am so unfortunate. Dur daivam idrisham ihajani na anuraga, that I have no taste for them. Okay, now the purport. Herein, the spiritual potency of chanting, hearing, or remembering the holy name of the Supreme Lord is greatly stressed, greatly emphasized. Rupa Goswami has discussed the sequence of sinful activities of the conditioned soul, and he has established in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that those who engage in devotional service become freed from the reactions of all sinful activities. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. The Lord says that he takes charge of one who surrenders unto him, and he makes him immune to all reactions to sinful activities. You know this word immune? It means not infected or defended from infection. If by chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one becomes so swiftly cleared of all reactions to sinful activities, then what is to be said of those persons who see him face to face? So that's taking from the verse, because there is this rhetorical question, kutapuna te bhagavan nu darshanat. Darshana means seeing, and Prabhupada, to emphasize the idea of seeing, he likes this phrase, face to face, seeing the Lord face to face. Have we ever seen the Lord face to face? On the altar, yeah. If indeed the Lord is on the altar, then in dreams. Oh. Yes. Another consideration here is that persons who are purified by the process of chanting and hearing become immediately eligible, qualified, to perform Vedic sacrifices. The word, the Sanskrit word, savanaya, for sacrifice. Savana, there are two chapters in Canto 6, at the end of Canto 6, dealing with the pung savana. And savana, pung means male, and savana means specifically one procedure within a sacrifice, namely, the squeezing out of the soma juice. Anyway, this is about a ritual practice for pung savana, is for having a male child. So the same word is here, savanaya. Generally, only a person who is born in a family of brahmanas who has been reformed by the 10 kinds of purificatory processes and who is learned in Vedic literature is allowed to perform the Vedic sacrifices. But here, the word sadhya immediately is used. And Sridhar Swami also remarks that one can immediately become eligible to perform Vedic sacrifices. This is kind of the measure of purification in Brahminical tradition. Is somebody allowed to do a Vedic sacrifice? Yes or no? If not, it's because of some form of impurity, and it usually has to do with qualifications of birth. So it's a very kind of excluding system. And so what's being said here is quite radical, it's quite revolutionary, it's dangerous stuff. Shishi pancha tattva ki jai. It's dangerous stuff here. It's subverting all of that, what the Brahmins in Navadvip were so concerned to preserve when Lord Chaitanya started his Sankirtan movement. They were not happy. A person born in a family of the low caste, which is accustomed to eat hot dogs. Sorry. Is so positioned due to his past sinful activities. But by chanting or hearing once in pureness or in an offenseless manner, he is immediately relieved from the sinful reaction. Not only is he relieved of the sinful reaction, but he immediately achieves the result of all purificatory processes. So, of course, we have the story of Ajamila, who was chanting, Narayana, 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 Narayana. It's said by one of the commentators, he wasn't even pronouncing it properly. Because he was chanting the name Narayana, it doesn't matter that this was the name of his, that he was thinking of his child, because according to one of the commentators, as he was chanting again and again, Narayan, 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 actually Narayan was entering into that child. And so he was addressing Narayan. Well, so, of course, this is elaborated also in the sixth canto beginning. And the lesson there is similar, that here is someone who, despite so much sinful activity, becomes so purified that the Vishnudutas themselves are prepared to nullify what the Yamadutas are intending. They nullify, they cancel out the normal procedure of action and reaction. They completely stop it, that process, and instead Ajamila is put in a position where he can, not immediately, but very soon after this, go to the spiritual world. Taking birth in the family of a Brahmana is certainly due to pious activities in one's past life, but still a child who is born in a family of a Brahman depends for his further reformation upon initiation into acceptance of a sacred thread and many other reformatory processes. But a person who chants the holy name of the Lord, even if born in a family of chandalas, dog eaters, does not need reformation. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna, he immediately becomes purified and becomes as good as the most learned Brahmana. Whoa! It's mentioned by either Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, as I remember, that all the time that brahmanas spend studying Vedic literature, they spend a lot of time, traditionally starting at age 5 and then hearing and chanting so much Vedic literature. So what do they say? To become expert, to become truly professionally expert in any skill, it's calculated it takes 10,000 hours of practice. So if you want to be an expert, what do you want to become an expert at?
Chanting,
okay. Good answer. So 10,000 hours. How long is 10,000 hours?
7 years.
Wow, you knew that really fast. 6 hours a day for 7 years. Ah, that's nothing. And what was I saying? Yes, that the brahmana who's spending all that time doing it had better use that time chanting Hare Krishna. Sridhar Swami especially remarks in this connection, anena pujyatvam lakshate, which Prabhupada doesn't translate, but it means is characterized pujyatvam, worshipability, something like that. So in other words, person becomes worshipable who's chanting the holy name. Some caste brahmanas remark that by chanting Hare Krishna, purification begins. So they say, oh, that's very nice. You're chanting Hare Krishna. That's a good start. Next life, you can be born in a Brahmin family. Some Brahmins in the Radha Damodar temple, I believe it was, in Vrindavan, were telling some of Prabhupada's disciples this. Yes, she's very nice. You're chanting Hare Krishna. So next life you can be born in a Brahmin family. Prabhupada heard that. He said, nonsense. Of course, that depends on the individual process of chanting. But this remark of Sridhar Swami's is completely applicable if one chants the holy name of the Lord without offense, for he immediately becomes more than a brahmana. More than a brahmana? No. As Sridhar Swami says, pujatvam, he immediately becomes as respectable as a most learned brahmana and can be allowed to perform Vedic sacrifices. If simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord one becomes sanctified instantly, sadhyaha, remember, then what can be said about those persons who see the Supreme Lord face to face and who understand the descent of the Lord, Avatara, as Devahuti understands Kapila Deva? So this thing about Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, there is this famous debate in the year 1911, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, was called forth. I believe his father, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, was meant to speak, but Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was called upon, and he gave such a compelling argument. Actually, it's been written. It's a book called in Bengali, Brahmana O Vaishnava. O in Bengali means and. It's been translated also. And one devotee of the Radharaman community was present there, Madhusudan Goswami. He liked Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. The other Goswamis were very standoffish, but this Madhusudan Goswami was very appreciative, and he was present there. And he recalled, he wrote in his diary, he said, after this speech of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. People were lining up to get his blessings, touch his feet. They were so impressed. And of course, what he argues is that a Vaishnava, to be a Vaishnava is, to be a Brahmana is included within being a Vaishnava. Okay, I'm really a little worried about the time, so I'm going to leave the last two paragraphs, and I want to just say a couple of things to this, and then I want to read something that's kind of fun, and then I'll stop. So, kind of fun, lots of fun. Yeah, we discussed yesterday the first verse of the Shikshastaka. You all know, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, etc. And we discussed a little about the effects, the results of chanting, that there are seven particular results of this yajna of Sankirtana. And here, and also in the second verse, we get the sense, the understanding of the power of the holy name. And specifically with this idea of the power of the holy name in this second verse, this is underscored, it's emphasized by the point tatrarpita niyamita smarane nakala, that nakala, there's no consideration of time. So unlike other sacrifices where there is very much consideration of time, and there's very much consideration of qualification of who performs the yajna, and there are so many considerations, this verse is saying none of that matters. Why? Because the holy name is so powerful. But you may say, and indeed, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his commentary to the second verse of Shikshastaka, what does he do? He gives the list of the 10 aparads, nam aparads. So on the one hand, there are no hard and fast rules for chanting the holy name. You can chant it any way you like, any time you like, any... But in the small print of the contract, there are 10 offenses to be avoided. And when we look carefully at those offenses, we realize, whoa, this is serious stuff. Huh? To not offend devotees, many of them are about activities, either of mind, body, words. Many are about attitude. And when we read those, we might think, we heard all this about how powerful the holy name is, but then come all these offenses and, I'm so offensive. But then we have Holy Name Festival in Nava Yoga Pit, and we all feel so much inspired chanting the Holy Name. We kind of feel like whatever aparad tendency we may have, it all just kind of gets washed away. Isn't it? Yeah. It's kind of like, yeah, I'm almost there. Back home, back to Godhead. Too much ecstasy. Actually, the ecstasy, the joyous feelings that we have, we understand from our acharyas, they're just a drop of what's available. And this should lead us to be reflective about, I think this is a nice occasion that we can reflect on this, how could I improve my chanting of Hare Krishna? If we're thinking, I cannot improve my chanting of Hare Krishna, Either we're thinking that because we think we have perfected the chanting of Hare Krishna, or we are thinking negatively about ourselves. I can't chant Hare Krishna so well. It's with offense, or maybe it's kind of clearing, but yeah, it's just going to remain cloudy. You know, it's cloudy skies from here on in. I know it's not going to get any clearer than this. If we're thinking like that, is that a very helpful way to think about our chanting? Is that very helpful for improving our chanting? No. Yet. So, what to do? How can we improve? So now I would like for the next 3 minutes that we get some suggestions. How can we improve our chanting of Hare Krishna? I need some suggestions because I need to improve my chanting. Wait, not everybody at once. Listen carefully. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, good. Are you going to just listen with your ears? Ear, heart, and mind. Yeah, that's good. Nice combination. All of it together. All of this together. Hearing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Something else. Spend more time chanting. I'm already spending so much time every day chanting. I don't have any more time. Yes.
I was thinking some time ago,
you
said if you listen carefully before you meet, then some offenses fall out automatically. Is this true?
If you listen nicely, then the offenses come out?
No, it's...
They fall away.
You're
too busy listening carefully. Yeah, that's a nice point. Yeah. You're too busy listening to Hare Krishna, to commit offenses. Yes, yes.
And if you pray for something and you know your chanting is not good and testing, I think you should pray for better chanting.
Ah, yes. My dear Lord, please let me chant better. Okay, so there we have Vandanam as part of or an aspect of Shravanam Kirtanam. Yes. Read about chanting, okay, yeah. More reading about chanting. Yeah. More reading, not only about chanting. Yes, it was more. Find those who really are relishing chanting Hare Krishna and hang out with them, as we say. Do you have an expression in Slovenian for hanging out with someone? Huh? Družiti se. Okay, so that's good. Yes, Maliji.
Think about the problem with enchanting.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Yes. We have to put some thought into what it is we're doing. If we're going to do this 10,000 hours or more of, you know, becoming expert in what we're doing, then we have to put some thought into it. What is the attitude that I want to have? What is this all about? Yes, very good. okay, following my own schedule, self-imposed schedule. This, of course, is a big topic, and it's, you know, a topic for japa retreats and so many things. But we're just getting a taste. I want to end with an account from His Holiness Mukunda Goswami of an occasion way back in what must have been 1966 in New York. The devotees, a few devotees, I think he says seven of them, came with Srila Prabhupada to one, we would call it today, preaching program at a place called the Ananda Ashram. This was, I believe, in upstate New York, which means just north of New York City. And this was the ashram, country ashram of one Dr. Mishra. Dr. Mishra was someone who gave some shelter to Srila Prabhupada and provided some opportunities for his preaching, despite Dr. Mishra's own rather non-dualist, shall we say, Mayavadi ideas of his own. So here they are in this place called Ananda Ashram, and Mukunda Maharaj says, this, I'm leading up to the point of kirtan. This is where an interesting kirtan takes place. So first we get a little of the picture. We, the Swami's people, sat down outside for lunch with them, Mishra's people, at long tables covered with white tablecloths. The seven of us flanked the Swami. We were next to the Swami on both sides. It was the first time I'd seen the Swami hold a fork. You know what a fork is? Mukunda Maharaj had incredible memory of details. He held it in his right hand with his middle finger and thumb, European style. As he ate, I saw him begin to carefully pick things out of the salad and put them aside. When I looked closer, I saw that they were little onions. I glanced at the people on either side of me, and I saw that they had noticed too. We all dutifully followed him, picking out the onions as he did. That evening, the Swami led a roof-raising chanting session in the main meeting room of the ashram, which probably had once been the home's living room. Decorated in conservative earth tones, the room had French windows that looked out onto the ashram's expansive lawns. One of the members of our party played an electric organ, while an experienced black musician played a large stand-up string bass. Boom, 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 boom. The bass sounds took the event to a higher ground. Mukunda Maharaj was himself a musician, a quite talented professional musician. Suddenly, in the midst of the chanting, the Swami stood up. Raising his arms above his head, he alternately crossed one leg in front of the other in a graceful, swaying motion. So that's what he meant by dancing, Mukunda Maharaj thought, because a previous time, Srila Prabhupada had said, we will have Sunday feast, and there will be chanting, and there may also be dancing. And Mukunda Maharaj thought, dancing? So that's what he meant by dancing, I thought, remembering his suggestion that there might be dancing at the love feast. As the Swami swayed, he began to move forward in a clockwise circle around the room, gesturing for us to follow. we gambled behind him. Not gamble, gambled means sort of dancing. Forming a single conga-like line, whatever that is. The Swami continued to chant for well over an hour. For an hour. And we responded dancing to the quickening pace of the music. Several of Mishra's students stood along two walls and chanted with us. A few swayed to the beat, but they didn't dance. Not the middle-aged suited men dressed in suits, and not the younger hippie crowd either. Only two of Mishra's followers joined in, an Indian man and his American girlfriend. They clasped each other tightly and became increasingly animated, whirling around ballroom style. I caught a whiff of liquor. Means he smelled a little bit of alcohol. I looked at them and then at the Swami, trying to gauge, trying to judge his reaction to their behavior, trying to make out what he was thinking. He was watching them with an expression that could be taken either as a smile or as a smirk. A smirk is a kind of ironic smile. After the chanting and dancing ended, most of Mishra's followers, including the dancing couple, drifted out of the room. One or two of the younger ones hung back to hear the Swami speak, joining us cross-legged on the floor. Prabhupada says, Krishna's name is not different from Krishna himself. Therefore, as soon as my tongue touches the holy name of Krishna, I am immediately associating with Krishna. So, if you constantly keep yourself associated with Krishna by chanting this mantra, then just imagine how you are being easily purified from material existence. Lord Chaitanya distributed this chanting freely, freely. But don't neglect it. Take it. Don't minimize the value because we are distributing free. It is the most valuable thing of your life, chanting Hare Krishna. And if you chant regularly, you'll practically find the result. Isn't that nice? Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna ma mantra ki. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Nitai Gaura Premanande. So I think we'll stop there without discussion because, as I said, we don't want to keep our growling stomachs from what they are seeking, namely Krishna Prasad. And I want to congratulate all of you who have done the Nirjal fast yesterday. Who of you were doing Nirjal? So, how did it feel? Huh? Shakti! You can take over the world, right? Okay. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Gaura Premanande.